those figured out. And we are live can get on 50-plus stations across the U.S. and Canada today. You can get more information on us on Twitter at JIGGYJAGUAR. Facebook, it's facebook.com/thejiggyjaguar and jiggyjaguar.com. We've got a great author with us on the line. Had some issues the other day with getting him on, but we've got him today. And I'm going to go to the phones. And Andrew, can you hear me? Can you hear me? There we are.
Hello.
There we go. Okay. Still haven't worked out the technical issues. Andrew, tell us about this great book, the Countershaded Ibex. Tell us about it.
Oh. Well, it's a suspense thriller about the search for one of the greatest buried treasures of all times. And what's even better is the treasure is very real. In fact, it's documented in one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the book, my hero, Max Gilbert, who's a brilliant historian and bibliologist, sets out to find the treasure, but of course in his quest, he gets embroiled in Middle East conflicts, he faces horrific murders, and even he uncovers centuries-old Vatican secrets.
The Countershaded Ibex. It's Andrew Warren with us today. How'd you come up with the title?
Well, it was sort of serendipitous. I was Googling. I love to Google, and I came across this animal. It's indigenous to the Judean hills of Israel, and you can look at it in the middle of the day and not be able to see it. It camouflages itself so well. And that's sort of a metaphor, things that we look at all the time, and they're right there in front of us, and we can't see them, sort of the part of what's going on in this book as well, part of the mystery. It's in front of us, but we can't see it.
We've got a great guest with us today. Andrew Warren joins us, author of The Countershaded Ibex. Is there a message in your novel that you want readers to grasp?
I don't think I set out to deliver a message. I don't think I'm that self-absorbed. But I think that a bunch of messages. One of the things that I'm in middle age now, and one of my issues is dealing with middle age. And the book is about a middle-aged man. His name is, as I mentioned, his name is Max Gilbert, and I want to convey the message that the life can still be full of adventure and thrills and love and all that, even as we get into middle age. Because as I notice, all these movies and books that I've written today, they're all about these very young men. So I feel like men like me get left out. So that may be the principal message that I meant in the book, although maybe probably others too.
We've got a great guest with us today. Andrew Warren is with us, author of The Countershaded Ibex. The book is listed as historical fiction. How much of the book is realistic?
Most of it, in fact. The story that I weaved is fiction, but of course the scroll that I'm talking about, the scroll that starts the whole story, is the Copper Scroll. It's a scroll that was found back in 1952 in a place called Qumran, right by the Dead Sea, is one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's found today. It's found today in Amman, Jordan, in the Jordanian Archaeological Museum. It's unlike all the other scrolls that people are probably familiar with, which are listings of religious facts and religious and historical facts of the time. This scroll is just a listing of great treasures, buried treasures that have been buried in the ground for 2,000 years since the destruction of the Second Temple. And it's been looked at, it's been searched for by literally thousands of archaeologists and treasure hunters, and so far no one's been able to find it. Of course, that's where Max Gilbert comes in. That's the hero of my book.
We've got a great guest with us today. Andrew Warren, author of The Countershaded Ibex. Is the main character, Max Gilbert, a composite of your own personality, or is it based on someone you know?
Well, it's a composite of, clearly, I have to admit that some of his characteristics are mine, particularly his anxieties and his inability to know how to deal with women, but his erudition and his sort of kindness, gentleness, humanity comes from a man I knew much of my life. He's passed away now, passed away 3 years ago. In fact, I dedicated a book to him. His name was Mundy Gilbert. That's what I got. He was my mother's companion after my father passed away. He became my mother's companion for the last 20 years of his life. And I learned a lot from him, and I always admired him. And that's probably the inspiration to this character, Max Gilbert.
We've got a great guest with us today, Andrew Warren, The Countershaded Ibex. Who is Mundy Gilbert that he has a book dedicated to him?
Well, he is this man. He's one of my best friend's fathers, and after his wife passed away and my father passed away, my mother and Mundy, a widow and a widower, who had known each other for their entire lives, became partners and spent the last 20 years traveling and having a wonderful time, and I got to know him really well, and he was this incredible human being. Like I said, he was kind and humane and incredibly smart. He was just the smartest man I ever met, and I really, really admired him. You know, sort of when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up and be just like him, and I don't think I got it, but at least I tried to create a character that was just like him.
We've got a great guest with us today, Andrew Warren, The Countershaded Ibex. Is the character Rebecca Logan, the Catholic nun, derived from a real-life person or a composite of various ideas?
Well, Rebecca Logan is actually the inspiration to this character. Came from an actual Catholic nun that I've known. Her name is Ruth Laut, and she is the executive director of an organization called Fair Witness to the Middle East, Christians for Fair Witness on the Middle East, and it's a organization that tries to provide factual information on what's going on in the Middle East, and she is an attorney as well as a Catholic nun. But of course, the individual personality traits are mine, and I weave the character beyond what I knew of. I don't know Ruth Laut that well. I just got to see her and to listen to her when she gave speeches. But the character Rebecca Logan started with that, but then of course I telescoped it into a live character, three-dimensional character with feelings and great intelligence as well, and I hope I achieve that. And of course, she becomes Max Gilbert's intrepid partner in this search for the great treasure, the buried treasures of Herod's temple.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line, Andrew Warren, the Countershaded Ibex. How did you decide that Rebecca and Max should be a romantic couple? Was it planned from the beginning, or do these characters flirt in your mind before you put the relationship on paper?
Good question, James. I tell you, I vacillated back and forth in how to deal with these two people, and of course, their relationship is very slow progress, and with a lot of backtracking, and it's it's a very torturous relationship. Particularly, it's aggravated by Max's inability to deal with women. While on the other hand, Rebecca is a very straightforward woman. No BS about her. And of course, that sort of complicates. But to answer your question directly, I have wavered back and forth. Do I get him romantically involved or do I not? And I guess, you know, I sort of, you know, for those who haven't read the book, I'm just not going to tell you how I decided. But the answer is I did waver. I did go back and forth dozens of times before I decided on what it is now and how it's ending up between them at the very end of the book, actually.
It is a great guest. It is a tremendous, tremendous book. Andrew Warren's our guest. The Countershaded Ibex is the latest book. How much of this book is research versus real-life experiences?
Okay, thanks, James. That's another good question. The book was meticulously researched. I spent quite a bit of time in Jerusalem, and particularly at Qumran, which is this place in the hills of Judea was where the Copper Scroll, in fact, all the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. I must have spent at least a week at Qumran and probably another 2 weeks in Jerusalem, much of it in the Old City and in the City of David. There's a lot, big chunk of the book takes place in the City of David and in the Old City. Then, of course, another giant chunk of the book takes place inside the Vatican, in places of the Vatican that tourists are really not allowed, certainly not the everyday tourist. I had the privilege of being taken around by a special guide who showed me things in the Vatican that, as I said, regular tourists are not privy to. And it was incredible. It was just absolutely incredible. Awe-inspiring. The Vatican Library you can't imagine the grandness of this place.
It is Andrew Warren. It is the Countershaded Ibex. Can we expect to see Max Gilbert make another appearance in an upcoming book?
Yes. Actually, only recently I decided to start to come up with a sequel. And I have this, what I think is a great story. All the stories with Max Gilbert will be based on historical facts, on things that are documented. But of course, I'm going to weave a whole fictional story around it. And I found this incredible story, which is fascinating. Every bit as fascinating as the Copper Scroll. And I'm busily writing this story. I hope people like that as well. I'm not going to tell you where it's from. It's not. It's in a whole different part of the world. And I'm really looking forward to finishing it. I'm working really hard, to be honest.
Andrew Warren with us today. Countershaded Ibex, latest book. Countershaded Ibex included some very graphic scenes, perfect for a screenplay. Did you write those scenes with that in mind?
No, not at all, James. I was told, in fact, well, I teach creative writing, I guess I should say that. I teach creative writing, and I've been teaching for many years, and I always tell my students, show, don't tell. You know, that's sort of the foundations of good creative writing. And I try to follow that. I try to follow my own teaching, and I guess on that level, I succeeded. It is. Everyone told me that the book begs to be made into a movie. So that's how it turned out that way.
It is a great book. It is a great author. Andrew Warren with us today. The Countershaded Ibex, latest book. Your own bio reads like a thriller. Will you consider using your own life experiences as the basis for a book?
Well, thanks. I have written a book. In fact, the first novel I wrote, which is still in manuscript, it's called Greta's Passage. Greta's Passage. It's about this woman who struggles through the hardship of communism in Romania, and of course she has a young son who sort of hangs around and is sort of a witness to her enormous struggles for survival. But he is not the main character. He's, in fact, a very secondary character. She is the main character. And the book was, to some extent, of course it is fiction, was based on my mother. And it is this boy who, I guess, to some extent, to whatever extent I can make it autobiographical, was based on me as a boy in Romania. In that all that horrible, horrible time where, with lack of food and lack of heat and lack of clothes and just an awful time. I don't think people realize how terrible things went under communism, at least in Romania in the 1950s and 60s.
It is a great book. It is Andrew Warren. It is The Countershaded Ibex. Pick it up on Amazon. Do you recall how your interest in writing originated?
Yes, James, I do. I remember when I was a little boy, maybe 7 or 8, I was like this obsessive writer. My parents used to have this small bridge table in the middle of their room, wobbly green covered felt, green felt on top, and I would sit there for hours and write. I could barely write because I had just maybe had to learn how to write, maybe. But I would have these vivid dreams, and I would put them down on paper. But unfortunately, things were so hard, and just the harshness of life was so pervasive that I just gave it up. I couldn't. My mother, in fact, kept telling me that I should direct my energies towards something that would help my survival. She was too worried that I was this dreamy child, and I would end up being swept away by the communist tsunami. I sort of gave it up. I felt that I had to, just to help my parents and just to sort of promote myself in survival. And then years went by, literally 30 years went by, and only about 20 years ago, I picked it up again, but I picked it up with a vengeance. I just love doing it, and I write every day. Not everything's good. I throw away probably more than I keep, but I do write, and it's really a wonderful way to fill my day. I teach and I write. That's what I do nowadays.
We've got a great guest with us today. Andrew Warren joins us. He's got The Countershaded Ibex. It's available everywhere. It is a tremendous, tremendous book. How does your job as a writing professor at John Jay College and Fordham University influence your writing style?
Yes, James. I think it did a lot. I think it did. In fact, as I mentioned, the fact that I have to sort of repeat the same thing semester after semester, how to create good writing, what are the fundamentals of good writing. It's prepared me for writing. I started out with short fiction for many years. I guess for the first 10 years after I picked up writing again, all I wrote is short fiction. I have volumes of short fiction. Some of them were published short stories. Some of them have not been. But then I got more courageous, and I started writing longer and longer fiction. And now I'm just strictly a novelist. I lost my taste for short fiction. But anyway, my students, I owe it to them. They ask questions all the time, and I have to know the answers. I have to look smart in front of them. Otherwise, no respect. There's no respect anymore unless you know what you're talking about. So I think that's what prepared me.
Countershaded Ibex, it is Andrew Warren. Andrew, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you, James. Thanks a lot.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir. Do you know who Daffy Duck is? Do you know what separates Daffy from other cartoon ducks?